You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Woo! At 3 a.m. you were.
I was. My alarm went off.
Okay.
And then I what? Said, F this, and I went back to sleep.
Ireland, you didn't even say, although you're an insomniac, so you might have been awake anyway.
No, but it was weird. I set my alarm because someone whose name might rhyme with Meave Sason swore to me that the game was not on Spectrum Sportsnet, that it was only on...
I didn't swear. I just knew it was on ESPN.
Exact opposite. It was only available on Spectrum Sportsnet.
No, is that right?
Yeah.
I thought it was black, on ESPN.
It was blacked out in Los Angeles.
So I was stunned. I taped ESPN, and automatically my TiVo...
It'll find it.
Taped it,
yeah.
and taped Joe Davis on oral.
Oh, nice.
So I saw the whole game when
I
woke up.
See, I got SportsCenter when I woke up. I hit, because I recorded ESPN, yeah. It said MLB Baseball. I hit the record, and then it turns out they didn't have the game at all.
This
so I didn't
game
even
is unavailable in your
then,
area.
Then you decided to just watch SportsCenter at 3 a.m.
Right.
To prepare for the show with
exactly,
Colorado State
exactly.
and Virginia
I'll
yesterday.
Tell you what, is that why Emily's off today? Because Virginia was so bad?
Yeah.
She predicted it.
They
she
apparently
did.
Went nine yeah. minutes without scoring a basket.
No. 14 minutes. 14 minutes of clock time. An entire hour of real time elapsed within
wow,
between basketball.
Possible.
That Tony Bennett style of basketball really works.
Although he won a title doing
yeah, he did.
It.
Yeah,
he did. Just ugly.
Have you guys watch a lot of baseball? I watch a lot of baseball, but saying I've never seen that in baseball before, Scully was saying that 70 years into calling
sure.
games. You guys ever seen a ball just go through
not
somebody's
through the
glove
roof.
Before?
Oh, I was going to say through the roof, too.
No, well, that, but...
It busted a hole
Cronenworth,
in the roof.
The ball went right through the center of
yep.
his glove.
Yes. Yeah, it looked like the webbing, like,
broke.
Wasn't tied enough, yeah, and broke. No, I've never seen that.
Which is why the game yesterday should not have counted, or
sure.
this morning.
I was talking to Bergman earlier this morning, and I said, now, Cronenworth got an error for that.
He did.
But... He really doesn't deserve the
no, he doesn't.
That was a 3-6-1 double play.
Probably.
Written all over it if it weren't for the glove.
You were saying that there's
but
no
wait a
really
minute.
Way.
He's responsible for making sure he has a functioning
so,
glove. That's the
can,
error.
Can I nerd out real quick
yeah,
for a second?
Nerd
okay.
away.
Okay, so the type of glove that he has like an H-web.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
it's kind of like this.
What a nerd.
The old H-web.
The leather straps that... So all those pieces together mm-hmm. run through the middle of the H's. You can't see the vast majority of them. So clearly that piece of leather that ultimately broke was ready to snap. You can't see it. It's on the inside of the glove. So it's just
right.
terrible.
Okay,
luck.
But I have no problem giving him an error.
No, it's an error.
No, yeah. it's an error. But
what,
I'm just
what
saying,
could
it
have
really
happened?
Wasn't.
So I was telling Slee, here's what could have happened. And I think it probably would have happened anyway. Let's say instead of the ball going to Cronenworth, it's a ground ball to Manny Machado, and he picks it up to throw
fires
across
it
the
over
diamond.
To first.
It goes right through the glove anyway. The guy's
right,
safe anyway.
Right.
Because the next time the
and
ball.
And by the way, Machado, do you guys know why Machado didn't play in the field?
I don't.
He
I don't.
DH'd.
Maybe he's got an elbow
the,
or something.
The guy who played in place one made yeah. a great defensive play.
But he also had the air.
When,
up
they,
that first
when they throw the ball, the next time the ball hit the pocket of that glove, it was going through it. It
right.
just happened to be hit to him.
Yes.
But if there was a throw, it still was going to be an error on Cronenworth and runs were coming in.
Now, when Ohtani hit the ball, and I've watched the highlights of this, down
the
right
ceiling.
Field line, hit the roof, and apparently just broke right through the roof and kept on going.
You know, he's done that before.
Oh, really?
At the Tokyo Dome, which... There's a highlight in there when he was obviously in the Japanese league. He's done that before. Literally everybody just stopped because they didn't know, like, okay, what do you do? The ball just went through
yeah,
the
through it.
Whatever
webbing
it is.
It's like Paul Bunyan stuff.
It really is.
It just doesn't mean that guy's hitting it through the roof of the stadium.
Stupid.
That doesn't even make any sense.
So I heard you driving in, Trev. You would give Glasnow a C- for that game?
C.
Yeah, I would agree.
I said B minus.
Yeah,
I'm
with Slee.
No, you can't walk four guys in four innings.
I don't care if you walk 10 guys. I'm with Slee.
Then
you give
wrong.
Up two runs.
Yeah,
you're
two runs
that's
in
just wrong.
I think
that's just wrong.
Four walks and two strikeouts.
Four walks in. I think it was three strikeouts.
Three strikeouts.
A walk in inning is playing with fire. That will never
right,
work.
But if they don't score, what difference does it make?
Because you're not pitching well. That's what I'm grading him on. I'm grading him on how he pitched,
not the result
necessarily. His pitching was mediocre.
2 runs, 5 innings.
Yeah. Four walks, four innings.
If it weren't for the walks, I'd say, great. But you walk that many guys, you are playing with fire.
Can't walk guys.
I would say, you know, decent start.
It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was average.
The game was eh. Like the game
was
bad.
Did you slap awake for it?
No, I did not. I did not.
Yeah, we're
up.
All guitar. No, yeah, the game was that.
No extra base hits.
Yes.
But we weren't.
There were 13 walks
yes.
and Padres two errors. Up, that's not a good baseball
game. Yeah, Padres gave up 9 walks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Used 8 pitchers. I mean, that's not a clean game by any stretch.
No. The Dodger bullpen was very good.
Looked good.
Threw up zeros.
Looked good. Kelly looked good. Brazier was a fine.
Yeah, and they signed him to a 2-year deal.
Yeah. They pulled him off the scrap heap
really
of the Red Sox
guy.
Last year.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys should talk about something. I'm going.
Trav is dropping Glasnow.
I am.
Trav More wants Glasnow off the team. He wants to pitch.
Look, he got out of
there.
Well,
I wouldn't have given him that contract. But, I mean, who am I to doubt Andrew Friedman? Every time that guy does something,
it normally works.
No, but
that's not. I'm with you. That's not a Dodger contract.
Right.
When they first traded for him.
They didn't need to give him the extension either.
He had 1 year left.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
135 for – that's just not typically a Dodger contract.
This reminds me of when the Rams gave Jared Goff a deal a year before they had to give it to him. They didn't need to give it to him, and they gave it to him anyway. And they had to give up a bunch of, you know, number ones to get rid of it.
To get rid of him, yeah.
But let's see. Maybe Glasnow will prove us all wrong. He's from Valencia.
I think he'll have a good year. I just didn't think that was an especially good start.
Well, his career high in starts is 19.
21.
I heard it was last year.
Yeah, 21 last
year. It was 21 last year. Still, that's low.
Yeah, very low.
Trav changed his contract with you guys.
He did
he's
what?
He's basically decided... Like 108 is like his.
Is that really 108?
Wait, I can do
James?
That it's because if I'm doing that, then my time for Sedano and Cap is 404.
Because right now we go to 412.
So if it's an option,
he's a negotiator like no tomorrow. I mean, he basically put them to the fire.
So he's a 108 kind of guy now.
He's leaving 108. Oh, wow. I'm gonna beat that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
I feel like 404 is the number.
And today we are leaving in honor of Trav. We're leaving at 404. Cap will love that.
Yeah,
he is.
Where are you going?
He's gonna end up talking to somebody in the hallway, and him and I still going to walk out together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is he going?
I think Michael might have a baseball game.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. A lot of baseball games.
Yeah. By the way, that Cecil Hotel thing, they should tear that thing down.
Okay, but who's going to...
Have you the Cecil Hotel thing they were talking about earlier?
You seen that doc?
No.
There's a documentary about the Cecil Hotel here in downtown L.A. where there have been murders and
the
Night Stalker used to hang out, and they found a body in the building, like in the basement or something.
Right.
And now they're talking about...
No, the body was in the water tower.
Oh! Oh, that's so freaky.
Okay, this reminds me of a great story.
You have to see this doc. The doc,
is it
on Netflix?
I'll find out.
I think it's on Netflix, yeah.
All right, so one time we're checking into this hotel in Memphis. And the way it works when you travel with a basketball team, when you get to the hotel, there's a big like card table set up with a bunch of envelopes on it. One of the envelopes has your name. You just grab your envelope and look on the back, and it'll have your room number, and you go up to your room. So normally they keep all of us media types on the same floor. So like me, Trudell, Michael, Stu, Billy, all the Spectrum guys are all on the same floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we all go up to, I don't know what it was, the 8th floor. And Mark Shaw, our TV producer, looks at his envelope, looks at the room number, goes, and he's getting ready to put his key to open the door, and the door opens, and they're wheeling a dead body out.
No way!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Now, do you stay in that room?
Hell no. Wait a minute. You're going to a room where they just hauled a dead body out of? No, my God, no.
I can't remember.
I can't believe you're even renting that room out.
That's
Yeah, you know it the next day.
I'm going to try and call him and see if he answers.
Cross paths with
guys,
a dead body.
We're full
I can't
with the hotel.
Remember.
This is the only one we have.
We got it. We're cleaning up your room right now.
If he stayed in that room,
they're just spraying.
Or not.
We're cleaning up your room. It's all right.
Okay, hold on. I'm calling him now. Okay. We'll see if he answers his phone.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah, I can't remember what he did. I think, if I remember correctly, he
couldn't have possibly stayed in
no,
the
room. No, there wasn't another room.
So he stayed in the dead body room?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Would you buy a house that's on the market where there's...
Where they're willing to...
Where there's...
Right,
okay, listen. If somebody passed away just because of you know,
right,
age.
Like my house in Westwood, a little old lady died in the kitchen. I was fine with that.
Okay.
She died of natural causes. She wasn't murdered or anything
what
like that.
What if there was a murder?
Yeah, no.
Would you, I wouldn't either.
I know what you're
I know we say that casually here, but I'm being honest. I can't buy a house that's even if it's
what if you're getting an unbelievable
discounted?
Deal?
Yeah, what if it's a great bargain?
Okay, here's a good example. OJ's house on Rockingham was a really nice house, but all the looky-loos started driving by it after the murders. The people that eventually bought it leveled the whole thing and put up a whole new house. Would you do that if you got a great deal on it?
That's the problem. That I'm okay with.
Okay,
that's much different.
What about the Nicole Brown place,
apartment,
which is still there?
In Brentwood.
Yeah. Yep, it's still there. They did a total remodel of it, so it doesn't look like...
That's a great question.
Not doing it.
Can't do it.
I'm not
Could
doing it.
I live in... And the murders were committed in the walkway,
correct,
right?
In the walkway.
Could I live in that house if they gave me an unbelievable... I don't think I could do it.
That'd be really tough.
I think it'd be in my head too much.
It's basically you're living in a house where one of the most famous murders of all time happened.
It doesn't have to be that. Any type of
But little old lady dies in the kitchen. You'd
be okay
with that. Yeah. I'm okay with that too.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Why do we say that?
But what if she's murdered?
Then I really have a tough decision. I don't know. How bad was it?
What if I give you like the deal of a lifetime? What if it's a $3 million house and I'm giving to you for like $1.5 million?
Mace isn't even going to live
Real
there.
Estate is tough
he's
in
gonna,
this town.
You know Mace is going to rent it out.
Yeah, well, that'll be a good rental. That'll be a good rental property.
But are you required
to disclose?
The owner
I think
to disclose?
Probably
Wait, in a rent, you're a landlord. I was a landlord. Do you have to disclose that there was a murder when you're renting an apartment?
I've never had a home where that was the case. I would have. I don't know.
Yeah. Those disclosures.
Somebody in real estate
just
will
get
know.
A property
those disclosures
manager
are interesting. Like when I bought my place in Venice, my first place, second place in Venice, one of the disclosures was waves are really loud. I'm like, well,
that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing to disclose. But yeah, no, I'll take that.
California Civil Code requires landlords to disclose to prospective tenants any death that has occurred on the rental property premises within the past 3 years.
There you go.
See, in the case of the
Brentwood
waiting
place,
the 3 years has elapsed.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing today?
We have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, no clue. Just screwing around.
Sometimes that's the best shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to fill out our brackets. Ireland, did you figure out your brackets and all that? Do you have a Final Four yet?
I just did it.
Do you got SDSU at least in the Sweet 16?
No. I got them winning 2 games.
Okay. They're in the
Sweet
16.
Sweet 16.
We're good. And then you got them losing to UConn then, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Who's
I picked UConn, I picked UConn to win it.
All right. That'd be back-to-back
I don't have them going to the Sweet 16.
Come on, man. Who do you have them losing to? Auburn?
I have them losing to Auburn.
Come on,
so
man.
What's your Final Four, Ireland?
I need you.
Two ones, a two, and a three.
I'm two ones and two twos.
Here's mine right here. Right, so my Final Four is UConn, Kentucky, Purdue, and Arizona.
Okay, we have one overlap. I've got Connecticut, Arizona, Marquette, and Purdue.
Okay, so I have Kentucky and you have Marquette.
Correct,
yeah.
Otherwise, we have the same Final Four?
Yeah, but I ran Kentucky way out as my squirrel team. I got them going all the way to the final.
They got talent.
They got NBA talent every year.
You guys are all wrong. SDSU is going to the Final Four. Brought to you
Wait
by
2 years
Super
in a row.
Cross Talk.
Years
brought
in
to you
row?
By In-N-Out Burger. Always
you
fresh and made to order.
You're
at In-N-Out. That's
dreamer.
What a hamburger is all about. We'll see you guys at Islands tomorrow.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
mailed it in.
Oh!
I'm a Morales mailing.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I always know when Morales doesn't do an open, what's he up to, Bergman? I heard him on the radio this morning.
By the way, I think there must be a golf game going on because I have texted in the last half an hour. There's nobody here. I texted Tommy Lamb. You coming in today? No. I texted Carlos Saisu. You coming in today? No. And Morales just mailed in the... No, Carlos not here.
No, Morales is.
Morales is here.
Oh, but he just mailed it in.
Wow.
Yeah. Weird.
He's been all fired up today, and good for him. But like we've had some, you know...
Some spirited discussions.
Yes. Spirited discussions, is to say the least. But yeah, every once in a while, you just mail it in. You mailed that in.
Mailed what in?
Nothing. I don't know.
You're just saying stuff, saying words?
Yeah, all right.
Brian, you got a big shout-out. Brian Cohen got a big shout-out. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah.
Play it.
So Allison, his fiance, works at a restaurant called...
La Antica?
La Antica.
I believe
Where is it? What city?
Long Beach.
Okay.
And there's a very famous guy that actually is one of the owners of La Antica.
One of the investors and owners, and he was in there the other day. And I'll play you the clip.
Hello, this message is for Brian. What's up, dude? How you doing, man? I'm here with your wife. Yeah, long story. So I heard you were talking about me on the radio. All good things, I hope. I just wanted to say hello. Hope you're well. And I appreciate the positive words. Good messages. All right, gotta go. Okay, now make the check payable to Gabriel.
It's fluffy.
Yeah, she sent me that the other night, and I was on the moon.
It's
man.
Like a personal cameo.
That was Gabriel Iglesias?
Yeah, that was fluffy.
Wow. In the flesh, and apparently he was super nice, you know, took pictures and everything with all the workers there.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, I was buzzing for like a couple hours.
Yeah, he's one of the funniest guys out there. Who else is really funny out there right now?
If you want to go see that, by the way, you can go see it on Brian's Instagram. Yes, what is it? BCO32?
BCO32.
BCO32, follow him.
All right, so I just heard back from Mark, the Laker producer, who's the guy who got the room with the dead guy.
Yes.
He says he's driving, so he can't talk, which is weird. That's when I talk to everybody.
Yeah, that's when I talk over the speakers.
But he said, "I said, when you were in that room in Memphis and the dead guy rolled out, did you stay in that room?" He said, "Yes, I had to wait for them to clean it. It was the only room available." And here's a good point that I didn't think about it. He said, "I took it as a good omen. What are the chances that two people would die in the same room?"
Well, that's actually a very...
You talk about glass half
glass
full.
Glass half full is for sure.
That is a very good approach. If you happen to get to your hotel room and they're rolling a dead... And literally, it was like a sitcom. We all go up to that floor.
Sheet over the face.
Yeah, and rolling the thing out with the coroner's office. Yep. Like two dudes rolling a dead body out of the room. It's like... This can't be good.
See, there's no way I'd be at the Holiday Inn Express.
You'd actually change hotels.
I would. Wouldn't you change? Wait a minute. The dead body is still warm when it's leaving the room.
Oh, it's not cold at all.
Yeah, it's not cold. It's like you're literally going in right after the dead person.
But, you know, I've told you this. There's a couple of hotels that are rumored to be haunted that we've stayed at in the past. We no longer stay in either one of these hotels. But when we did, two people in our traveling party, Lou Williams, Lemon Pepper Lou, and Michael Koger, the producer of Backstage Lakers.
The same story.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Both checked out of the hotel.
Oh, they left.
Would not go in.
Interesting. Just because of the rumor that
that there were ghosts. They're out.
That's soft.
Well, Michael says black guys don't do ghosts.
Well, I don't think anybody does ghosts.
I do. I've been waiting for a ghost to come haunt me in both of those hotels and every other hotel.
You really think there's a racial component that somehow black guys don't do ghosts, but white guys
Michael
do?
Michael says there is.
Okay. What do you think, Bergman?
No, I think there are ghosts, and I don't think it matters if you're black, if white, Asian,
Indian. It's like the Michael Jackson. It doesn't matter.
So
if
why
you're
is
black
it?
Or
why
white.
Is it that that Michael says brothers, as he puts it, don't do ghosts?
You know, it's like I say, you know, that all Jewish people are self-deprecating. It's just because it's a thing for me.
Yeah.
But it
sounds fishy to me.
It sounds fishy.
I believe in ghosts. I've been trying to get one to haunt me for years, and it hasn't happened. I'm a little discouraged.
Yeah. I'm sure you can work something out with the ghosts.
I've been trying.
I just don't. What do you actually do to attract a ghost?
Well,
what ghost?
If someone says there's a ghost in my room, I'll say I'll switch rooms with you.
But how often does that happen that somebody says there's a ghost in my room, Ireland? You want this room?
It's probably happened three times in the 25 years I've been traveling.
Three times people have said
this is the room that
Blake Griffin says it's haunted, or Jason Tatum says it's haunted, or somebody says it's haunted, I cannot stay in this room, and I just say, give it to me.
Huh. Yeah, there's no way. No. Well, first of all, I don't believe in ghosts.
Why not?
Because there's no evidence. I've said this before. I mean, show me pictures of ghosts. We all have cell phone cameras.
You can't see them in photos. They don't photograph.
Oh, they don't photograph.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. That's
They're
why
like
we don't
the Loch Ness
have any pictures.
Monster.
Yeah.
That's why you never see photos
when,
of the Loch Ness
When we bring
monster.
This up, people will cake. Send some stupid picture that's photoshopped.
Yeah, and that I showed you. Guy. Yeah. Exactly. There was the guy under the bridge.
Yeah, the guy under the bridge. That was a demon. It was under Suicide Bridge. That guy was a demon.
Yeah, why? You think it's a coincidence? He just happened to pop up under Suicide Bridge?
Yeah.
Well, is there a place called Suicide
Bridge?
Yes,
in Pasadena.
Really?
Yeah.
Apparently because people commit suicide by jumping off this bridge.
Oh, wow. That's kind of morose,
I'm assuming,
isn't it?
Right?
Yeah, that's
that exactly. has to be it, unless maybe it's a curve up top where people drive
is
off.
Is that like the official name when you go across? Yeah. It says, welcome to Suicide
no,
Bridge?
No, I don't think the city promotes it as that.
It's not like the Shakespeare Bridge.
the like Huntington Burbank. Is beautiful, and you got to drive through the old Suicide Bridge.
Mace, do you believe in the Bermuda Triangle?
No.
Okay, you know, hundreds of boats and planes have been lost there. Hundreds.
I you know what? I think that's all rumor and not true folklore, urban legend.
Well, how many would have to do it? Okay, I'm just going to type in, is the Bermuda Triangle real? Okay, and see what comes up.
I'm going to say, how many people have died in the Bermuda Triangle? I think...
The Devil's Triangle... is an urban legend.
There you go! Thank you, urban legend.
Where a number of aircraft and ships are said to have disappeared under mysterious circumstances.
Yes. Okay, so again, it starts out with urban legend.
Yeah, but I think that there is statistical evidence that a bunch of planes have...
A bunch?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out how many.
Is that where Amelia Earhart went?
No, they found her plane somewhere.
But not her.
Or didn't they find her plane?
I don't know.
The thing people
they didn't find her for sure.
The thing they don't say about Amelia Earhart, bad driver.
Wow, Mace.
Seriously. Seriously. Nobody will say everybody's afraid to say it. But I'll say
except
it.
Except for you.
Except I'll say it.
All right. What are we doing?
All right. I don't know how we
talk
got
about
on all
commerce.
That stuff. Okay.
How did we talk about a left turn?
By the way, coming up for you, have you seen this new NFL rule they're shopping around?
No, but I love new rules.
Okay, good. We'll do it coming up. Bergman hates this one.
I hate it so much.
It's really good. Hey, Commerce Casino gave away over $1 million in promotions in January. They've done it again in February, and they're giving away $20 million in promotions in 2024. I always have a great time playing poker. I play Hold'em at Commerce all the time. All kinds of tournaments going on, sit and goes, all that kind of stuff. Go to commercecasino.com. Love playing poker there. It is the biggest and best poker room in Southern California. In fact, it is the biggest poker room in the world. That is actually documented. And all kinds of tournaments coming up. Go to commercecasino.com. One of the cool things about Commerce also, it is officially the home of Mandy's 3. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. By the way, Dodgers did win overnight in South Korea. They beat the Padres 5-2. Among the highlights, Shohei Ohtani hit a ball 117-mile-an-hour exit velocity through the roof down the right field line early in that game.
All right, before you tell me the new NFL rule.
Yeah.
This from Travel and Leisure magazine, Bergman.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There's no telling how many ships or planes have disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle, but the U.S. Navy estimates
yeah.
that around 50 ships
uh-huh.
and 20 aircraft have gone missing there. The data does not show that disappearances are more likely in this spot. There are two.
There you go.
There are two incidents that are considered mysteries of the Bermuda Triangle. Flight 19 in 1945 and the USS Cyclops in 1918.
Oh, the Cyclops. I remember that one.
How can you doubt this? 50 ships
because
and 20 aircraft.
Because it said there is no statistical evidence that happens any more commonly
yeah,
in the Bermuda Triangle.
You don't know nothing.
I'm just using what you read against you.
Their instruments go off. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know either. They
are still unexplained, Mace.
Tomorrow we are at Islands in Manhattan
yeah,
Beach.
We
want to see you out there. It is at the Manhattan Village Shopping Center. And this is where young Jack Ireland works.
Yep, he'll be there.
We are broadcasting all day long for the madness at Islands, and we want to invite you out there. Travis and Slea is going to be there, Mason in Ireland, and then Cap and Sedano until 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Come hang out with us, watch all the hoops. Got a chance to win great prizes, and I think we've got this set up now. John, what is the most delicious item at the Islands?
Well, I always get the North Shore tacos.
What about dessert?
Well, probably the hula pie.
Is it hula or Kona?
It might be Kona.
It is Kona pie.
Kona pie.
Hula
the Kona pie.
Which is like mud pie.
Mud yeah. pie.
Hula pie is from Duke's in Malibu.
Okay, so Kona pie.
Yeah, Kona pie is like a massive, massive piece of pie.
Yeah, so I have suggested, and I believe everybody has agreed to now, a Kona pie eating contest. No hands tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you in?
I'm not in. Oh, no, I'm
John's,
in the middle. I'm in the middle of fighting
flu.
My stomach. Like, look,
oh,
look what
right.
I'm eating.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're still eating saltine.
He's still
yeah.
eating saltine. No, he'll do the
any other
I will
day.
Play by play the
perfect.
What do we call it? Kona pie.
Kona pie eating contest.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's you against Bergman
and Morales.
I'm picking Morales.
I'll tell you what, that
too.
Boy can eat.
Yeah, Brian, you're, are you going to be here or there?
I'll be here.
Okay.
Yeah, because you could probably compete. Really
I would.
Well
I was going to say, if you were in there, I would put you right there too. Right, it's one of the co-favorites. But if
yeah,
you're
no
not
hands,
there,
I'm going in.
Morales, Bergman, Mason. Although Mason's competitive,
I am
good
very
eater.
Competitive.
I am a good eater.
Bergman's a good eater.
Like this
that's
will,
something I do
Greg,
well.
This will work for me very well on our other bet. Because once he gets done,
no, Mace, you're out.
North
you're
to
out.
195.
Can I just
I'll
say
win.
The vacation weight officially came off? I'm back at 193.1.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you want to lose weight, get this stomach flu I got.
Yeah.
Like what's her name says? Emily Blunt says in Devil Wears
I'm
Prada.
Only one stomach flu away from my goal weight.
Yeah, I'll be at 180 by the end of the week.
Yeah, that's such a funny line.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow. Make sure you're out at Islands. We'll do the Kona Pie eating contest, what about 3 o'clock tomorrow?
Sure.
3 o'clock.
Great.
We'll get a little build up for it. And by the way, if I win or if Bergman wins, we decided we would put $75,000 mythical dollars on the table.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Are you taking 75 for me?
Is it a bet between the two of us or is it against the house?
No, but I think 75, do 50 and no bet against anyone.
Okay.
50 just goes into your account if you win it.
50K okay. if you win.
So if Morales wins it, none of us
no,
get it.
Nobody gets any money. Okay. Right. Exactly.
And it has to be a clean plate.
Well, we'll never.
No.
We're only
be,
doing for 5 minutes.
I'll be the judge and the play-by-play announcer. If the pie is, I will say 95% eaten.
Okay.
You don't have to lick the plate, in other words.
Wait. We're going to eat for 5 minutes and see who gets the furthest. I think
with
that's
no
the
hands.
Bet. With no hands.
We should be able to get through this thing in like a minute.
Oh,
no way.
This is ice. It's an
big,
ice cream pie.
It's big and it's ice cream pie. You're gonna get a headache.
Yeah, you'll get a headache from it.
Okay, yeah, let's do that's good.
Okay.
5 minutes on the clock, and
whoever eats the most
wins.
Perfect. Okay. That's tomorrow at 3. All right, so brand new rule that they're considering. Don't cheese me. Brand new rule that the competition committee is considering. We may have talked about this once before, but here's the deal. They want to do a hybrid kickoff.
Okay.
Okay. So there is a zone between the goal line and the 20.
Okay. They call it the red zone, but that's okay.
The red zone. You kick the ball into this zone, so it has to be fielded. If it goes into the end zone, then it immediately goes to the 35-yard line.
So
the
touchback is now going to the 35. So this is to encourage people not to kick it out of the end zone.
Correct. And
you told me the
if,
40, by the way.
It's the 35.
Okay, you lied to me.
All right.
Wait a minute. Okay, let me just... Bergman, 10 members of the kicking team will line up on the receiving team's 40. Okay. 6 members of the receiving team lined up on the receiving team's 35. 3 or more must align, blah, blah, blah. All right, so basically you're trying to
Trying to get kickoffs back into the game.
Correct. Yeah. So it's great field position if you kick it into the end zone, or if you fall short of the end zone, the other team gets great field position. Otherwise, you're trying to kick it between the between the goal line and the 20, and then there's a return from there. They're trying to generate more action on kickoffs without the high-speed collisions necessarily that we saw in the original, the way they used to do kickoffs.
Right, so the kicker is going to be incentivized to kick it higher.
Higher and in that zone.
Yeah. I'm for it. I like kickoffs.
I told you he'd be for it. I'm for it too.
Yeah, you were. When you told me the 40, I know the 35 and the 40 isn't that big.
Well,
of
it's
a deal.
5 yards.
It's
Berman.
5 yards. It still makes a big difference.
5 yards. But now Greg, you change why your position.
Why are you anti kickoff return?
I'm just anti because we're changing. You have a 20-yard spot that you're trying to kick it into now, and if you're kicking it higher, you're still not going to get kickoffs. Everybody's going to fair catch it because you're throwing it. It's going directly into the air and dropping down.
But in this case, that's where you get the ball.
Yeah. Wait a minute. But what if we eliminated the fair catch?
If you
can't fair catch it.
I don't think they're ever going to eliminate the fair catch.
Well, the fair catch is used primarily on punts. Right, have you ever seen anybody fair catch a kickoff?
All the time. Like you can do it. Well, it's mostly in the end zone because you do it there.
Yeah, I've never seen. I don't think I've ever seen anybody fair catch a kickoff.
The onside's kick goes away.
Goes away completely?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I don't like that.
Well, there's too much distance between the two, so an onside kick goes away.
So there's no mechanism for me to get the ball back after I score?
Yeah, that 0.5% chance of getting
it. Yeah, but it's a chance.
It is.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So someone on YouTube is saying that both teams cannot start until the returner possesses the football.
So you have to wait. The kicker kicks it, and you have to wait until they catch it?
Catch it.
Yeah, I'll have to see examples. You know what this sounds like? Hmm. They should test this in the Rocks League, the XFL /USFL combo.
What'd you call it? The Rocks League?
Yeah, The Rock is in charge of the
Rock.
League.
Oh, I see. The Rock. I thought it had a new nickname. The Rocks League. No,
Dwayne Johnson is in charge of the whole
Correct,
league.
Correct, yeah.
So, but why? We should try it there to see if it works.
Well, they're doing that funky 2-point conversion, 5-point conversion, 10-point conversion thing in the XFL or whatever that is. The Rocks League, we'll call it. From now on, it's known as the Rocks League.
What do they call it? It's a combination of the XFL and the USFL. Do we know what the actual name of it is?
I think it's still the XFL.
By the way, at the end of the season, we still will not know the name of this league because there's no way anybody's watching it. Do you agree?
I disagree.
You think people are going to watch spring football?
Here's why.
It's never worked before.
I know. But look, just specifically, look at their TV contract. It's ESPN, Fox, NBC and CBS. It's network broadcasting in the spring. So if it's going to be on ESPN, I think people will watch it. Some people just leave ESPN on all the time.
Yeah, some people do.
It's not like one of these.
It's never gotten ratings before. It was on Fox last year.
Okay, it's not like Live Golf that has no network TV partners.
Right, right.
It's real network TV partners. Like it's on Big Fox, not FS1. It's on ESPN, right. Fox, ABC, CBS. I mean, with that type of deal, people will watch it.
So you think people will? I think nobody's going to watch.
I don't think it'll survive long term. But
if it's successful, if people are watching, why wouldn't it survive long term?
I think it'll get higher ratings than some lesser. Like it'll get higher ratings than Liv.
Well, yeah, Liv. I don't even know if Liv's on TV, is it?
Yeah, but it's on Channel 5.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Channel 5. The old CW.
And they're wearing shorts and they're blaring music. It's just super weird to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Bergman, by the way, he got so teed off on this thing. Now there's no fire. I told you, don't argue it off the air. Save it for on the air. And now you've got no juice in this argument because you were totally against
it. That's John Ireland's number one rule. Don't do the show before the
now
show.
Now you're like,
because you also lied to me. So it's on the 40. Football is already an
offense.
It's the difference between
the 35 and the 40. It's 5 yards.
It's an offensive game, and you want to have teams start on the 40? You're 10 yards away from the halfway of down the field.
So it's
already.
The 35. Does that change everything?
Yes, it changes it a little bit because this has been kind of where
it's. And then Bergman went off on, let's get rid of field goals altogether.
Well, that's Larry David.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have never agreed more with Larry David. Kickers are worthless in the NFL.
Brian, see if you can find it.
I have it.
Okay, so here's Larry David's theory.
No,
you teed it
so
up
you
really
have
fast.
It, but
I
you don't have it.
He's
I
got
really
it.
Believe
but
that we should get rid of goalposts in football. No. The field goals ruin the game. They don't enhance the game. They make it worse. You have a guy who's kicking a ball through parallel bars to win games. Why? There's no reason behind it. He's not a football player. Buffalo didn't lose that game. This guy, this one guy who's not even a football player, loses the game for them. Why do we have to have it? What for what reason?
So you would get rid of kickers entirely and you just go for it on fourth down every time and not have kickoffs?
Well, unless you want to punt.
Right. So you keep punters.
You keep punters, yeah.
Okay.
Totally agree with him. Mm-hmm. Keep the punters. The kickers are worthless. If you're watching Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen go at it, go back and forth and back and forth, and someone pushes wide right a field goal, that's Tyler Bass kicking wide right. This is what we're losing the game on. It's nonsense.
It's the part of the drama of the game.
No, it's a terrible
it is. It's
part of
it. It's always been part of the drama of the game. It's drama.
We want to see Patrick Mahomes throw touchdown passes. We want to see Josh Allen throw touchdown passes. We don't want to see Tyler Bass miss field goals.
I think Greg's right.
Thank you.
You just get rid of goalposts.
Yeah, I think I. If
Getting
I,
rid of
if
goalposts
it was up to me. I think I would. I know that's a very radical change.
I don't think it's radical.
Way more radical than the kickoff hybrid rule they're trying to finesse right now.
But to Larry David's point, why are we deciding really physical battles with two guys who just go out there and kick?
He may not kick at all for the entire game and then come on at the last 5 seconds and kick a
field
goal and
miss,
and it's over.
Do you deny that it is dramatic at the end of the game to see if somebody's going to make or miss a field goal to win or lose?
I would rather have the drama come from Josh Allen having 5 seconds to go down the other side of the field and get a touchdown. I don't need to see a kicker
so
at any
point.
So
get rid of goalposts, get rid of kickers.
Get rid of kickers, keep punters. That's fine.
Punters are okay,
punters
even
are okay.
Though they're not football players.
Well, but hey,
are
like
they
Pat
football
McAfee
players?
A,
I don't know. You guys are deciding. Are punters football players
I'm
or not?
I'm not saying anything whether they're
well,
football
right
players
or not. Right now they are because it's an important part of the game. What we're suggesting is just take that part out.
Not the punting part, just the kicking part.
I'm not even sure we need punts.
Well, oh, like, now get rid of the punter, too.
Do we need punts, Greg?
I think if you're on your own 20-yard line and it's fourth down and 15 or whatever it is, fourth down and 20 because we have a
go for
penalty. No, you could. No,
yeah,
you can,
gotta go
you
for
can
it.
Punt.
When I worked with Jim Mora,
okay.
Jim Mora the father, not the son.
Playoffs.
Yeah, that guy, who is a great guy.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He beat it into me. A punt is a good play. Yeah, I go, what do you mean? Why? It means you failed and you have to give up the ball. And he said, no, because football is a game of field position.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a good punter and he can pin the other team way down there, that's valuable. But he said, you got to start looking at the punt as a weapon rather than as a failure.
Right.
And so he...
But what you're eliminating if you were to get rid of the kicker is that time when all you need to do is get to the 30 in order
to
tire
win
a field
the game,
goal
yeah.
to tire win the game.
How about you just get into the end zone?
Right,
but
it's much harder.
Would we be limiting scoring, Greg, by removing the kicker?
Yeah, in other words, Patrick Mahomes driving down the field, he only has to get to the 30 to tie or win the game.
See,
yeah.
You know what sucks is if we – and by the way, the name of that new league, the Dwayne Johnson League, is the UFL, the United Football League. I'm with you, Mace. I don't think anybody will even remember that.
No.
They'll just miscall it the XFL and the USFL and all that stuff. But they should try all this stuff. The good thing about all the changes in baseball is they tried them in the minor leagues first.
Right, right.
And they all worked, and so that's why they worked so well last year. Well, so I would love to see that eliminate kickers in the UFL
yeah.
and see if it works.
Now, they're voting on the hybrid kickoff rule apparently this week. So the competition committee is meeting, and Bergman thinks it's ridiculous.
It is. You're giving the offense more an advantage again.
Well, I hope the competition committee in the NFL is more in tune than the one in the NBA. Because the one in the NBA just keeps causing delays and
Adam
adding
Silver,
stuff.
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what
I
he's
love
doing.
Adam Silver, but that 22-minute delay last week was completely avoidable.
He's presiding over this slop. that right. we're seeing at
Completely
the end of games.
Completely avoidable.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. We've got 2 o'clock call of the day. Don't forget pickleball on Saturday at the Agape Pickleball Center at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley.
I sent you some sound of someone who is surprisingly into pickleball. Yes. We'll play that coming up.
Yep, all that's coming up for you. Wheel of questions next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, time for me to tell you about iSpot Active. If you lift heavy equipment or you deliver heavy boxes, if you work in an office all day or you sit in a chair, you get up and your back hurts, you got to try iSpot Active. That's a website. You got to go check it out now. ICEBODactive.com. If you play tennis, soccer, pickleball, golf, basketball, if you're a runner, you have sore knees or shins, try this wearable cryotherapy. iSpot Active makes style, form-fitting compression wear with pockets that fit flexible, ice-cold gel packs. They call them flex pods. They're rubbery. They fit around your joints. Everybody I've turned on to this loves it, including Steve Mason, by the way. George Sedano wants to try iSpot Active. I got to get him hooked up. It's a great tool. And if you love to do what you do pain-free, this is the way to go. Go to iSpotActive.com. Get yours today. And for this week only, they're having a flash sale. Flash 710 gets you 25% off. If you go to their website, you'll see James Worthy is one of the owners of the company and a true believer. I wear it every day myself, and I love it. Get yours before they run out. Flash 710 gets you 25% off, and they have free shipping. Here's the best part. 30-day money-back guarantee. For any reason you don't like it, doesn't work for you, you don't like it, you can't lose. Just send it back, but you won't because iSpot Active is a smarter, better way to ice. ICEBODactive.com. iSpot Active, iSpotActive.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, it's going to be my wheel today. Let's see what comes up. And oh, good. I'm glad it was that one because I was hoping it would be. So the Good Karma, the folks we work for here, do a great job of keeping track of everybody's birthday, and they send out a birthday email for everybody.
Right.
And so I got this question because my birthday's
Saturday. Oh, from Stephanie. Yeah, she sends you a – Laura Romo and I have the same birthday. So she sends us the same one and with a bunch
like
of questions.
A questionnaire.
Yeah, what'd she ask you?
Okay, this is the one.
Do you want us to answer the questions she's asking
I'm
going to
give
you?
Each of you a word. It's what three words would you use to describe yourself? And I really, right now I have mystery, enigma, and riddle.
Those all mean the same things.
Yeah, correct.
Mystery wrapped up in enigma and wrapped up in a riddle.
There you go, yeah. But I'm going to let you guys pick the three words.
Ireland, for you?
Yeah, for you? Me. Ireland, you pick a word.
Okay. You are.
I got one.
All right, what's yours?
Introvert.
Introvert. I was under consideration by me.
But not on the air you aren't. You're not.
No,
not on the air. Off the air.
I would say, and I would use this word to describe both of us, and I think it's one of the main reasons why the show works.
Right.
Curious.
Curious. I like that.
That's
curious.
A good one.
And Brian, you get to pick a word.
Morales, you are curious.
I'm going to go with elevated.
Elevated?
Oh, I go get
it. Elevated.
About him.
Come on.
Elevated.
What does that mean?
He's high.
What does that mean?
Oh.
I'm elevated.
Oh, well, why did you just say stoned?
No. He's trying to find an acceptable way to say it. Smack that money.
So put those three words together. Introvert, curious, elevated. That actually is pretty good.
Yeah. There you go. Smacking that mic,
hey, Morales. You run everything around here. When is that mic getting fixed? I mean,
it is being fixed this week.
Michael Thompson has his own mic, and Brian can't get one?
Yes, we are working on it diligently.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
I am working on it. It doesn't – I right, need so somebody to come in. We don't have engineers
I'm aware.
On hand.
I'm aware.
So I got to go with what I got.
Yeah, okay, Michael invoked – when the clock broke, the shot clock broke last week, Michael mentioned two people on the air when we were killing that 22-minute delay.
Yep.
He goes, Ireland, you know who we need? We need Carlos Sisu. He knows how to fix everything. Or Tim Ahern.
Tim Ahern!
Who retired as our engineer like 10 years
he
ago.
He stopped in here a couple of weeks ago. He's a great guy. Great guy.
Yeah.
All right, so we're doing the pickleball event, Pickleball Madness, on Saturday. We're really excited about it. You can RSVP right now. Go to ESPNLA.com, RSVP. And we want to thank Children's Dental Fun Zone. Children's Dental Fun Zone. They treat your kids as their own. One of the many things going on at pickleball on Saturday. And it's a very addictive game.
It is. And among the people who have become addicted is Katy Perry. Listen to this. She posted this on her Instagram this week.
Whose hometown is the best hometown? You know how we settle this? On the pickleball court. That's right. We're about to pickle. I've got my pickle bag, my outfit. I'm ready to go. And I do this every Sunday. This is just normal. Just like Luke does, like, the hunting and the fishing and knows how to, like, whip a rod, you know, 100 feet. I know how to just slam dunk them on the court. The pickleball court, that is. I'm so excited.
There you go. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it.
She doesn't feel authentic to me.
Who? Katy Perry? I love Katy Perry.
I don't know. I don't.
I like Katy Perry. I don't think I love Katy Perry.
I do.
What was her last big? She's been quiet.
Well, she gets paid $25 million a year to be a judge on American Idol. She's leaving after this year.
Yeah, I mean,
but that's the best gig ever.
Who still works? Who still watches American Idol?
I don't watch it, but I know who the judges are. The judges are Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie, and Seacrest still hosts it.
Hasn't every singer in the world been discovered by now? Whether it's The Voice or America's Great Talent or The X Factor or any of these shows that are going on, haven't we discovered all the talent that there is? I think it's over. We've run out of singing talent.
What's interesting is those shows are all, you know, popular and do fairly well.
Yes.
But really, there hasn't been somebody, a singer pop out of those shows since the early years. Like,
right.
Early Kelly Clarkson popped. Carrie Underwood popped.
Jennifer Hudson popped. She didn't win, but she popped.
Right. Yeah, but in the last 5 years, has there been anybody?
No.
Daughtry came out of that world,
Daughtry
right?
bounced out of there. He finished fourth 1 year.
Yeah.
I used to watch that show a lot.
But even the guys who did well, like Clay Aiken and Ruben Studdard, who went in the final one, that was the highest rated one.
Yeah,
neither one of them really hit big.
Never heard from again.
Is
see,
anybody from The Voice hit big?
No, The Voice is about the judges.
It is.
Do you guys even know who the judges are in The Voice right
they've
now?
They've got two guys. Not Hall & Oates.
Chance the Rapper is one, Brian. Very
another
good.
Another two guys.
Yeah, they're very good.
Oh, and Reba McEntire.
Reba is one.
And then they've got the two country guys.
Dan and Shay. Who sing that song, Tequila. That's a great country hit.
And is there a fourth one?
Yes. Big star.
Big Lionel Richie.
No, he's on American Idol. Both.
He's on American Idol. Well, it's close.
Probably the biggest. Well, Reba's probably the biggest star, but he would be right behind Reba in terms of like his status as a musician.
My mom's boyfriend, Blake Shelton, left.
Right.
She loves Blake Shelton.
This judge is someone that you like and is extremely popular. I'm actually surprised he's doing it. And he's good.
John Legend?
Yep.
John Legend.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that thinks John Legend. I think John Legend is one of the voices of his generation. I think he's got an unbelievable voice.
I think
voice.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Hey, Beto, you were talking about pickleball. Beto has made odds.
All right,
who does
he think will do well in this group?
So, in the favorites, overall favorites for this group is Travis and Slee. They're at 3-1.
They won last year.
He says, a sport that requires minimal effort and can be played with beer in hand. Yeah, Travis is the favorite. D'Lo just passed Nick Van Exel for the most threes by a Laker in a season. Slee is mad.
Oh, there you go.
So, okay.
Next is Dueling Harlins at 5-1. Cappy is motivated after Sedano flirted with Trudell. He's on a mission to impress or get sent to Terminal H.
Who makes up the Dueling Harlins?
That's Sedano and Cap.
Oh, they're playing together.
Yeah, they're playing together.
Okay. Because they duel with their Harlins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's McThompson and Trudell at 8-1. YouTube Component, which are the K Bros at 10-1.
YouTube Component. That's a great
name.
Funny.
Yeah. It's a great name.
I hear Andy's a hack.
Those are the favorites. And
Andy's
the
a hack, right?
Andy.
You played with Andy.
I did play with Andy. And he dove for a ball and played full to Mason.
I am not diving for anything.
He absolutely dove.
Not an effing thing. I don't effing care.
He lost every single game.
Did he?
Yeah.
So why are they favored?
This is Beto's. I don't know.
I think it's actually pretty accurate.
Yeah. Then there's the competitors, the early favorites, which is Mario and Kirk. They're at 12.
Mario's a really good athlete. Kirk, I heard, was terrible.
Kirk, I heard, is a bad pickleball player.
He is a bad pickleball player. Irish Luck is at 15-1.
But I will put
I am properly rated at 15-1.
I'm going to pound that bet. I think Lisa Ireland is going to carry you to at least the finals.
Yeah.
And not in the big tournament.
Right,
in our tournament.
In the league tournament. No. No way.
The Berg CY, which is me and Clinton Yates, is 20-1.
You guys should be ranked higher.
Yeah, much higher.
I think you guys 10-1, maybe 8-1.
And I'm just going to go to Mason. You're at 75-1, the frenemies. And what he says is the Ohio passive aggressiveness will be off the charts. Mason will fume. Linz will roll eyes. Mason will laugh. Linz will cheer.
Yeah.
Listeners will get fireworks.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have a little spirited debate out on the court.
So, Greg, do you know the format? Like, do you just play one game or do you play best of three or what do you do?
So, you're going to play one game in the 64
to 21?
In the 64 team.
To 11. You go to 11 in the 64-team tournament. When you get knocked out, you then go over to the 7-10 tournament.
Right.
The first two people out in the 64 play first in the 7-10 tournament.
Got it.
And it moves in that way.
So tomorrow we're going to be in Manhattan Beach. I was thinking, I wonder what it would take to get Lisa to give me a lesson over at the fancy club.
Probably not much.
Let's go after.
Let's go after.
Yeah, I'm in. Totally.
Yeah. You got to get a court. The courts are hard to get.
But, I mean, she's Lisa Ireland.
Yeah, text her. She might be able to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
She's playing in a tournament today.
Is she?
A tennis tournament.
Not
a pickleball tournament.
Yeah. All right. We just destroyed the clock there. That's okay.
Give me an ID.
Yeah. You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles,
well,
a good
likes
karma
that
brand
we destroyed
station.
The clock because he would like us to eliminate the 2 o'clock call of the day.
But it is time.
True statement.
877-710-ESPN for the 2 o'clock call of the day.
Greg.
If you stayed awake or got up early to watch the Dodgers, give us a reaction. They beat the Padres 5-2 last night. Otani blasted one through the right field side of the stadium. It was crazy.
And I thought Tyler Glasnow was fine. You gave him a C.
Yeah, I think it was not a great performance.
Agreed.
It was solid, but it
can't
was
walk four guys.
Yeah,
but
too many walks.
Yeah, I don't care how many people he walks as long as he doesn't give up a lot of runs.
But it's a stuff question, not an outcome question.
I mean, Kenley Jansen for 20 years walked everybody and then got out of it. I mean, if you can do that, you're fine.
He's gone.
Right. But Kyle Gosner, I don't care if he walks four people as long as they don't score. Only one of them scored.
Right. I think it's a game of odds. You put runners on base, there's a likelihood that they score. Like, for example, the Padres walked, I think, 8 Dodgers.
Yeah.
So it was a big night for that. And Yu Darvish only lasted 3 and change. Yeah.
Yep.
So if you were awake last night for the game, 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.